I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Democratic presidential candidate and former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper brought his campaign to Davenport over the weekend. On Saturday, he made a stop at Mary's on 2nd, a downtown gay bar hit hard by the flooding. Speaking to reporters, Hickenlooper said that flood protection should be a local decision, but he also suggested that the city should build a permanent flood wall.
There's just a whole waterfall of consequences when you don't build in the resiliency. And, you know, as that becomes more and more expensive to the community, I think the community's going to say, hey, actually addressing climate change makes a lot of sense economically.
Dozens of sandbags were still piled up around the doorway of Mary's on 2nd. The owner, Bobby Stansberry, says he's opposed to building a permanent flood wall in the city, despite the damage to his basement. On Friday, the U.S. increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods from China. WVIK's Madeline Beck with Harvest Public Media reports on what the intensified trade war could mean for farm country.
U.S. farmers may face low prices and more gluts of grain like soybeans. Roger Johnson is the president of the left-leaning National Farmers Union. He says even if a deal is struck, the damage to foreign market access is done.
Struggling family farmers and ranchers are in desperate need of a lifeboat to keep them afloat. Whether that's another round of market facilitation program payments or some other form of economic disaster assistance.
Vice President Mike Pence says more aid may be on the way, and many congressional Republicans back the president's trade tactics, saying he's aiming for a better long-term deal. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
A dog disease that can be passed to humans has been confirmed in Iowa. The state veterinarian says several cases of canine brucellosis have been confirmed at a commercial breeding facility for small dogs in Marion County, that is southeast of Des Moines. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship says it is notifying people who have custody of the exposed dogs. Both the animals and the facilities are quarantined while the dogs undergo testing. Signs of the disease in a dog include infertility, spontaneous abortions, and stillbirths. State health officials say symptoms for humans include fever, sweats, headache, joint pain, and weakness. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.